I believe the Bible says goodbye to the potter's house, doesn't it? Every one of God's kids. That's goodbye to the potter's house.
Yes.
I'm glad of that tonight, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, break me. Make me what you want me to be. His intentions are so good.
Yes.
He knows what he's going to make out of us, doesn't he? We're just willing to go by the potter's house. He'll take care of us, that's for sure, won't he? He'll make something out of us that will be good, that will be an example for the world. We can be a light to those that we come in contact with. And I thank God for that. Now, a lot of people are hiding from the light, you know. They are. They're hiding. They're walking in darkness, and they're hiding from. They don't want nothing to do with the light.
No.
See, but they see the light in you and I that's been saved by the marvelous grace of God. And they will try to shy away. They don't want to hear. They don't want the Spirit of God to work with them at all. But I'm glad tonight that God is able to take us and make something out of us that is good. And I'm glad that he's a merciful God. He's a great God. He's a loving God. He cares for us. Even though, as Jack sang the song, even when I fall and stumble, he's always there to pick us up. Isn't that amazing? He's there to reach down and pick us up. And sometimes he'll spank us, Jack. I don't know if you've ever been spanked by the Lord or not, but boy, I have.
Yeah.
I don't call it spanking. I call it whooping.
Yeah.
I've been whooped by the Lord. Yeah. But he does it because he loves us.
Amen.
I'm glad of that tonight.
Amen.
You know, when I went through those chastisements or whippings from the Lord, I didn't like it. It hurt. It damaged my material things. Yeah. Sometimes he took those material things and tore them up because I had placed them before the Lord.
Bless you, brother.
Sometimes he brings things upon us that will stop us and make us stop and look and realize and take inventory just where we are and whose child we are. And what's going on in our lives. Yes, sometimes he picks us up, gives us a good spanking, and says, go and don't do it again.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
I'm glad of that, aren't you?
Yes.
I'm glad of that he will say, go and don't do it again.
Yeah.
If you do it again, it'll be rough. Amen? We must learn from the ways that God has given us and the blessings that he gives us and the chastisement that he gives us. And we must learn from that and go forward. And I thank God for that. I'm not going to take much time. Roger, you get ready to preach. The Lord comes along while we'll. And I just want to read some scripture here in Psalms 103. Praise for the Lord's mercy. That's what David said. Praise for the Lord's mercy. Merciful God. Bless the Lord. O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Amen. Praise the Lord. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases.
Yes.
God has got it all in his hands, doesn't he? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Brother Roger preached a little bit on destruction this morning. Hell and destruction. But who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness. And tender mercies.
Yes.
Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things.
Yeah.
So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. We studied a little bit about eagles in our Sunday school today. Great meaning in the Word of God. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed.
Yes.
He made known his ways unto Moses. Now I want you to notice this, and we've been studying this too. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Amen. He took old Moses up on the mountain, did he? Made known to Moses. And his acts unto the children of Israel. What I'm going to do. What I'm going to do for you. What I'm going to do with you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. In other words, he will not always strive. I'm going to quit right there. He will not always strive with man.
Yeah.
I could read that whole chapter. It's just full of good things, good blessings. How that God is so great. But bless the Lord, O my soul, and all is within me. Bless his holy name.
Amen.
I think Tara sings a song. I almost asked her to sing that tonight. Something of that nature. Bless his holy name. And you know, I look around and I just thank God for the many blessings that he's bestowed upon us and the greatness that he's given us. But, you know, in that third verse, it says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all of thy diseases. Who forgiveth all of thy iniquities, folks. Now, you might say, might look around and say, that's not me. That's not me at all. But I want you to know tonight that there's not one of us here that was not buried in iniquity so deep that there was no hope for us except there be mercy from the Almighty God. We were all in the iniquities and that of sin. We were all going down the road of destruction when we come into the knowledge of being saved or being lost, rather being lost at the first when that conviction comes upon us. But I'm glad that when conviction comes, then praise God, conversion can come right behind it. Aren't you glad of that tonight? Folks, you cannot get saved except the Word of God speaks to your heart. You cannot get what I have tonight except the Lord speaks and convicts your heart of sin and lets you know that you are in trouble. And lets you know. Now, conviction is something that comes that speaks to your soul. It doesn't speak to your head or your ears. Conviction comes and it speaks to your heart, amen. It's that small, still voice that old Elijah, when he was hiding over there in the caves, and he said, Lord, I'm the only one left. Everybody else has forsaken you and turned their back. But Elijah, he was hiding in the cave over there, and the Bible said that a wind came, an earthquake came, and all different kind of things come along there. But it said God was not in those. I praise God, Brother Wayne. One day there came one by my house, and it was a small, still voice that spoke to me that no other voice had never spoken like that. Praise God to that. Boy, I tell you, that voice spoke to me, and it didn't only speak to my ears, it spoke to my heart, right down where sin had taken its place in my soul and in my heart. And that voice spoke to me, and God said, no, I am in this. You're my child. I'll take care of you. And he always will.
Amen.
Aren't you glad of that tonight? I'm glad that God is God. And he's a merciful God. He's a loving God. And he's a chastening God. He got it all.
Lord, bless him tonight.
that we need tonight. But I was talking about iniquity there. How that he healed all of our iniquities. Amen. How that he does that. He, you know what he did? He said, I'll take them and I'll bury them deep. How bury them so deep? How that it'll be as far as the east is from the west. You know, here in this life, many times people say, I forgive you. How about they leave the knife sticking in your back? Have to come back and get a hold of it and cause a little more pain and trouble. How about God said, I'll not do that. Praise God, I will bear your iniquities. I will forgive your iniquities. I will make in you a new creation. And I'll give you a life that's worth living. Praise God. I'm glad tonight that I can stand and testify and under the marvelous grace of God. This life that I live is worth the living. It's worth the goodness. The blessings of God are in it. Yes, they are. And I can read them. I can feel them. I can know a reality that they are there. I've wanted to tell you something now. He said, your iniquities shall be forgiven.
Amen.
I'm glad he saved me. Yeah. And he sealed me. Yeah. And he didn't stop there. He said, now I want you to go and sin no more. Oh boy, people really get upset when you say that. Yeah, but that's what Jesus said to do. He said, I want you to go from here, and I want you to sin no more. Sin is something that God's people should not be troubled with very much. When sin comes, when Satan comes knocking on your door, you know what to do with it, folks. You just gotta call upon the name of the Lord. He said, I'll be with you. I'll fight your battles. I'll take care of that enemy that you have. Just depend on me. I will cover it for you. Praise God tonight. I'm glad that he has covered me. He's got me sheltered. Like old Job was when Satan come against him over there. He said, why, God, you build a hedge around me. Brother Wayne, I'm glad God built a hedge around me. I'm glad God has got me hedged in. Let me tell you something. Satan can't get there unless God allows him. Amen. Boy, let me tell you something. You know what? You know why that Satan wins victory over us sometimes? It's because we forget who to take it to, where to take our problems to, and who said that I will bear your infirmities, and I'll take care of you, and I'll watch over you. Don't worry.
Amen.
I'm there.
Yeah.
Amen. Why, sometimes I look at some of the news. I'll say, I'm going to turn the devil on. I tell Martha, I said, I'm going to turn the devil on for a few minutes. I'm going to watch what he's doing in the world. Folks, it's a sad situation that we live in. Praise God, I'm glad that God is still on the throne. I don't pray, God, my will be done. I pray, God, your will be done. I don't know what God's will is, but I know one thing. There are certain things that has to come to pass before the end will come. Why do I say that? Because the Bible said so. He said in one scripture, he said, except there be a falling away, the end shall not come. Praise God. Boy, let me tell you something. Look around, folks. Look around and see. Let me say it like this. The fallen away is not lost people. The fallen away is God's people. You can't fall if you don't have nothing to fall from. Praise God tonight. The boy said, except there be a falling away, the end shall not come. We look around and we see how that Satan is belittling God's people and he's tearing them down one piece at a time. You say, preacher, are you saying that the devil is going to destroy them and take them to hell? I know, but I guarantee you one thing. He's trying his best to spread our wheel. He's trying his best to tear down our influence. He's trying his best to take us and make something out of us that would look like a spectacle. And that, boy, let me tell you something. But God is God, and there's none other like him. And I say we need to shine like the noonday sun, and we need to be about the Father's business.
Amen.
Amen. He will heal. Forgive all thine iniquities. Who healeth all of thy diseases? You know, diseases are raging, aren't they? Diseases are raging in our land and country today. Oh, you look around. I guarantee that if I could just go to each and every one of you tonight, you could name someone real close to you that has got a death-defying disease. They've got a disease that's very likely to kill them. And you say, well, so what? Boy, let me tell you something. I've been there. I had a disease, and it's called a heart disease. I had a disease that I had no idea that I had. You see, diseases will hide from you. You don't know you got it until one day. Well, let me tell you something. I had a heart disease that I had no idea about. I've been healthy. I've been strong. I've always tried to keep my weight down and all these things that might help me. And I thought, boy, nothing like that's going to happen to me. But one day that hidden guy that was on the inside of me, Brother Wayne, I was out working, digging a ditch. I built a new house. And I was digging ditches to lay some drain tile in and stuff. And all of a sudden, that old hidden disease that was bringing me down, and I didn't know anything about it, it hit me. And I made it to the porch and laid down on that old cement porch, and it was cold. And I thought, well, I guess God is going to take me on out of here. My wife finally came and found me out there on the porch. And I told her, I said, there's something going on that's very hard. Praise God. I guess we better try to get some help. Well, you know what? I did get help. Amen for that. God allowed me and spared me and healed my disease. Amen. He gave me the help I needed. He gave me the surgery I needed. He gave me the power to come through it all. And I come through that disease with goodness. And I'm still standing and declaring God's word. And I thank him for it every day. Boy, let me tell you something. When you come through those things, you are glad. And you can praise God. And you can thank him for his mercies and his goodness. We all face those things. Tonight my wife's had the same kind of situation. You might say, preacher, I don't want to hear about you, about your life. Yeah, she had the same kind. She had a disease hidden, didn't know anything about it. But some little something happened, and she got checked, and it was that dreadful one. That dreadful old disease that's called cancer. You talk about a little old preacher being devastated. You talk about one falling on his face and crying out to God. And I said, God, you know my helper. You You know my helpmeet. You know that I need her in the job that you call me into. You know that she must be by my side and holding up the good things of life. And you know what? Yes, she had to bite the bullet. She had to go through the surgeries. She had to face the chemo. She had to face that all of her hair being gone. I rub her head and tell her how pretty she was, and it breaks her heart. But praise God tonight, God healed her. He healed the sickness that was taking us down unbeknown. Praise God, He is able to heal your sickness in this land that we live today. He is able. Oh, but the mercies of God is great. Did you know every one of us had a disease?
Yes.
Every one of us. Everyone that's been born into this life and reached the age of accountability had a deathly disease. Amen.
Yes.
They had a deathly disease. That was taking them down. And in most cases, they didn't even realize it. They didn't realize. See, you don't realize what's taking hold of you until something happens. Praise God. But boy, I'm glad that I was just going along. Everything was well and good. I didn't know that disease inside that was called sin was killing my soul and taking me down to destruction. I did not know that. Oh, but God's mercies, God's grace, God's love, God's concern, that He looked down, Jack, and saw me in the iniquities I was in, and in the trouble that I was in, and in the disease that I had, and He knew every aspect of it, and He sent a messenger. Amen. He sent a messenger with a message from the very throne of God. He said, I am the great physician. That's what He said. He said, I am the great physician. He said, I can take the disease that's killing you and going to destruct you forever. And I can take that and I can do something with it. I praise God tonight. And boy, let me tell you something. The healing of God will last forever.
Amen.
The healing of God will last forever. Yes, we were all on that downward trend. And we didn't even realize how close we were. But one blink of an eye, and God could have closed it for us. Oh, yes, just one blink of an eye, and He could have said that's the end of it for you. You don't have no farther decisions. You can't make a decision once the lights is turned off. Amen. You don't work in the night. Can't do it in the darkness. Well, when you go out of this life into that awful thing that we look at that's called death. Well, death is one thing. Death is the separation of the soul from this old flesh. And this old flesh is going to lay down. That's the natural death. Praise God. Boy, the death that comes. You know what it really is? It's a door that opens into eternity. Into a place that's going to be forever and ever and ever. I praise God tonight. But I'm glad that sin disease has taken people down. God said, I got a remedy. And He sent the old preacher man. And he preached a message. I believe He got it right from heaven. Did you know the only message that's going to do any good at all has to come right from heaven? It can't come from me. I can't make up a message that would help you one bit. I can't outline nothing that'll help you one bit. But if I can get a hold of the Spirit of God and I study His Word and I live His Word and I talk His Word and I preach His Word and the Spirit of God, the healer and the mercy intention, I will come and heal you.
Amen.
Who's involved? Everyone. Who was crippled? We were all crippled. Yes, we were crippled. We wasn't able to make it to the king's house.
No.
You see, you can't get there by what you can do.
Yeah,
you can't get there.
No.
Bible says you can't climb up. You can't work your way up. You can't pay your way up.
That's right.
You just can't get there. Amen. Yeah. There's only one way to get there. And there's through and by of that great physician that come and heal my soul.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. You know the healing that God does. You know, a lot of people look around and say, you really got healed? I say, God healed me. Yes, he did. He healed me. He healed me on this old natural body. And most of all, he healed me on that old inside. And he made a new creation. And he sealed it up. And he said, I'm not going to allow Satan in there no more.
Amen.
Say, Job had a hedge built around him. Thank God. Satan, did you know Satan talks to God?
Yeah.
Yeah. Satan even talks to God. He tried to belittle God. He tried to tell him. When he was up there, took him up on the high pinnacle and set him up.
Yeah.
And he said, well, if you just bow down and worship me, I will give you all that you see out there.
Yeah.
The devil didn't have no sense, did he? But he's a liar, see? And he will persuade the very elect, if it were possible, the Bible said so. He would persuade the very elect. He didn't have sense enough to know that Jesus owned it all. Amen. Praise God tonight. But Jesus looked at him and said, Satan, get behind me. I don't live by bread alone. I am the Son of God.
Yeah.
Did you know that's what we are tonight? We are the children of God. We have the power. We have the Spirit. We have the healer. We have the great physician. We are all victory centered.
Yes.
I praise God tonight.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Are you with me? Healing. Yes. I thank God for the healing of the flesh. You say, does God heal the flesh? Sure he does. He did me.
Yeah.
He did my wife. He did many of you. Amen.
Yeah.
And if you haven't been brought down with a dreadful, deadly disease, it's hidden. And same way as sin. Sinners, they're walking around dead. Don't know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You say they really dead? Bible says they are. Said they're dead and in the trespasses of sin.
Right.
That's what it says about it.
Yeah.
They're dead. They're going to destruction. They're going to hell. They are dead. There's no hope for them in this life and in what they can do. They've got to go to the physician and to the one that can forgive their infirmity.
That's right.
Well, if you're here tonight and lost, I think everybody here is saved. Y'all have professed a hope. So that makes us a peculiar people.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That makes us a peculiar people, Brother Bill. We're peculiar. Did you know that? Peculiar, I mean special. I believe that makes us a special people tonight.
Yes.
We are in the mercies and love and goodness of God. We're special. In God's eyes, did you know, he looks down and he sees us in a situation. That's why, brother, he'll reach down and pick you up.
Amen.
He may set you on fire.
Yeah.
But he'll tell you to go. And don't do that again.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad you got a father like that?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad you got a godly father like that?
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you what, the chastisements that I've experienced in the Christian life, I didn't like it at the beginning. I didn't like it when it happened. I even questioned God, why did you do this? But in many cases, when God chastened, he let me know exactly why he was chastened.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Did Did you ever whip the kid without telling why he was whipping? My kid, on race one. But before I whip her, I think this hurt her more than the whipping did. Yeah, I didn't whoop her, I just whipped her. But I'd set her down, and I'd explain to her what she had done wrong. She'd been taught better, she knew better. And then I'd tell her, now that you didn't obey, you're going to have to face the consequences. I hated to do that, Becky. I hated to. Even right on up till she was grown. You know, I just hated to chasten her. But God said for me to do it because I love her. That's the way God is.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
When she was a senior, and I'll tell just a little bit of stories. I think the preaching's about over. Amen.
Bless your growth.
But bringing up your children, folks, is important.
Yes,
it is.
How you bring those children.
That's right.
Children does not make their own decisions.
That's right.
See, that's a problem parents have.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a problem parents have.
Yeah.
They let their kids make the decision and tell them what they're going to do.
Yeah.
You know what that's going to take? The kids and you two? Yeah. And the truck. You set them down and you let them know you're the child. You're the play. I'm the pop. Amen. You're the child.
Yeah.
And if you don't follow the rules, you don't pay the consequences. Amen. And stick to it.
Yeah.
See, if you make it and don't stick to it, then you're a bigger failure.
Yeah.
You got to make it and stick to it.
That's right.
And when it happens, do it. Experiences in her life, and she still goes back and thinks, Dad, I thank you. Dad, I thank you so much. I remember I bought her a Mustang. She was 16 years old. And, oh, yeah, I loved her.
Yeah.
I'd give her anything I could give her. I loved that girl. But I loved her enough to chasten her, too. She turned 16, and she said, Dad, I want me a Mustang. I said, we'll look around. We looked around, and don't you know God just put one right there in front of us. Right there in front of us that just suited her. I didn't give her the keys and say, you're at liberty. Go and do as you want to. I said, there are restrictions on your Mustang. You're not going to run and run around all the time and do what you want to do. You can use it for what you need to use it for. And occasionally, you may do something you want to do. So it come up senior day or something at school. She said, Dad, I'm gonna take the car today. I'm gonna drive the Mustang. And we're gonna get out and drive around through the community a little bit and just have fun following one another. I said, well, sis, you can do that. I'll allow you to do that if that's what you want to do. But I said, first we need to sit down and have a little coffee. So we sat down and we began to talk. And I told her, I said, now, young lady, tomorrow, most likely, there'll be an accident. You kids out there acting a fool, not paying attention, looking off, just doing whatever you want to do. I said, most probably tomorrow there will be an accident sometime. Well, I'm going to come home that evening. Guess what? The Mustang wasn't there. It wasn't there. I walked in the back door, and there she sat at the kitchen table, kind of weeping. I said, Dad, just like you said, there was an accident. Dad, it wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault. Some parent didn't sit down and talk to their kids like you did mine, like you did yours. Somebody hit me in the back. Somebody went ahead and hit my Mustang in the back. And it didn't really hurt it that much. They just cranking around, but it messed them up, and she thought, Lord, it was done for good. You know, making all that noise. But anyway, I said, well, we'll check it out and see. Went over and got it, brought it home, fixed it. But you know she still thanks me for that. You know she still thanks me for that. I said, now there'll be consequences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always are.
Yeah. Yeah, there has to be consequences. God loves us, church.
Yeah.
God loves us so greatly, he gives and he gives.
healed, and he cures our infirmities, and he loves us.
Yes.
But if you fail God, there is a payment.
Yeah.
You'll not pay when you get to heaven. Some people say, well, when I get to heaven, I'll have to go before the judge. I'll have to pay. There's not going to be no payday in heaven. That's going to be rejoicing, happy,
yes.
Goodness. No sin, no trouble, no heartache, no trial, no nothing's going to be there. Amen?
Yes.
But our loving Father will pick us up. Give us a good swap. Say, go.
Yes.
Sin no more.
Yep.
Listen. Pay attention. Save yourself discipline. Save yourself trouble. Save yourself going through those chastenings of the Lord. Okay? Now, Brother Roger, you come and preach for about 2 hours, would you? Get in the spirit and come and preach for about 2 hours. Boy, you talk about Thanksgiving week. That would be good, wouldn't it? Have 3 hours of preaching? That would be good. Praise God, I'm glad to be a child of the King. Aren't you? I can stand before you tonight and say, I just praise God.
Amen.
I praise God.
Yes.
Amen.
We have been blessed.
Yes, we have.
You know, we still have a place that we can call home, and church.
Yeah.
Sometimes the Spirit gets on us. And we can shout hallelujah. Sometimes it'll make tears fall.
Yeah.
Sometimes we will experience the chastening rod of God. Thank you for that, too.
Yeah.
He said, thank you, but thank you
sure.
that you are able, that you are in a place where that God loves you enough to chasten you.
Yeah.
Be
yes.
thankful for that. But learn from it. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you. I love you. God loves you.
Yeah.
God wants you to do well, and you will if you follow His will.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
We appreciate the word tonight. And as he was preaching tonight, my mind went over the audience and how many that have had those diagnoses of cancer, those that's had heart disease and strokes. And some of you have had more than just one event in your life, because the devil wants to try his best to slow us down. Lloyd made mention of the great falling away, and for those that haven't fallen away, that the devil is trying his best to take us out. But we need to really pray for those that have never accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, because I believe that we don't have much time left to work. One day we're all going to get the call. I've not experienced some of what you guys have, some of you have, but I do know this. We pray for our people when they come and tell us, I've been diagnosed with this illness or sickness, whatever it is, and we ought to pray for them. But the ones with the greatest needs are those that are lost and undone. In your family, in mine, in our church, those that was here this morning. It inspired me to hear the word, the testimonies tonight by Sister Charlene and by Mark, because that means God is still dealing with people's hearts. And that sickness they come in with, they can walk away healed. Not by you or me, but by God Himself. And we're going to close with an altar of prayer, asking God, just, Lord, send us. Send them by our way. I made mention Wednesday night that there was a study that was done, and I believe the total was 84% of all people that go to church go because somebody invited them, a family member, a neighbor, a co-worker. Advertising was like 2% and all these other things, but the greatest way to get people in is to invite them. Let them see your life and invite them to come out to the house of the Lord, that they might be saved before it's too late. And keep praying. Mark shared the testimony this morning. You know, God still answers prayers. Keep praying. Don't give up, because the devil would like for you to give up. God says, keep on praying. keep on seeking my will in your life. So would you come as we close in this altar of prayer, praying for our people that have got the worst sickness of all, and praying for those that have got this bodily sickness, that God would just heal them if it be his perfect will. Let's pray tonight. Dear Lord, again, we come before you. Thank you, God, for this day and for this blessing of being back to your house tonight. I thank you, God, for your word.